fasten your seatbelts and put your tables in the upright position. This is Travel Talk on News Talk 580 CFRA. Presented in part by Elliott's team at Expedia Cruise Ship Centers, Kanata, Westboro, and Parliament locations. We're ready for takeoff. This week, live from Times Square in New York, here's Elliot.
Yeah, along with Jeff Franklin, live from the CFRA studios here in the Byward Market. But Elliot, as we just heard, back in New York City, I'm not so sure it's Times Square unless this fancy cruise ship that that you're on, Elliot, has a new docking procedure. Let's welcome Elliot from Travel Talk here to the show. Hi, Elliot.
No, from the pier here where we're docked, they'd have to go up the street about 5-6 blocks, and they'd be right at Times Square pretty close. It's we decided to come down from Times Square and hop on the Norwegian Bliss for a little bit of afternoon lunch, check out the ship, and it's always exciting to see, and it's always exciting to watch people coming on the ship. I mean, everybody's all excited, and so many people, it's their first cruise. Others, it's been their 29th cruise, and they're just always so happy and always so excited to get away and all the wonderful things that are on the ship, and we'll talk about all of those. Ian Smythe from Norwegian is going to join us after the break, and we'll talk about this ship is pretty neat because coming out of New York, it's either a very quick train ride, or for a lot of families, it's a very easy car ride. Well, depends on your family, I guess, right? It's only about 9 hours, so how many... Are we there yet? Is that? And, but a lot of families like that, they'll drive down here, stay overnight, either in town, because New York's so many things to do, Jess, so many things. And we can talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, but I do know that right off the top of the show, there are some Ottawa-centric events that you are involved with over the next few weeks. So why don't we talk about that quickly before we get into some of the, and certainly the concerns about being on a cruise ship these days. I mean, that's in the news for all the wrong reasons, but I know that we probably should touch on that before we get into all the other great things that are going on with Norwegian in the Big Apple right now. But let's get back to Ottawa here, coming up on the 26th of February, Travel Talk Live with Elliot. Where are you going to be?
Well, we're going to be at the Lapine Apartments out in Kanata. You have the exact address. There, maybe you can pass that on to the listeners and the date and the time rather. And we're just going to talk travel. It's just a general overview of travel, mainly, of course, focusing in on cruising and what's so great about it and why people want to do it. And, all the wonderful different things, because there's such a variety, right, of cruise ships out there. And I think sometimes people, I don't like cruising. And I go, have you been on it? And they go, no. I said, well, that's kind of like telling me you don't like French fries because you've never eaten them before, right? I mean, you got to try them. And a big key is always to find the right ship for you and the right cruise line for you. And that's where, our job as travel agents and the travel industry is to make sure that we get the right people on the right ship, because not everybody is going to enjoy every single ship out there, right? It's like anything else. So part of our job is making sure you get onto the right ship. And I think once we get most people onto a ship, the return rate is amazing. So we're going to just a little bit of a travel talk out there. And here's a cool thing. The good folks at Capital City Luggage are going to join me, and they're going to show you how to pack. And I'm kind of looking forward to that because I am one of those just rabid overpackers. I'm terrible at it. And they're going to come out and they're going to show us some tricks on how to pack, into a... And I'm hoping to get her to show me how to do a whole week in a carry-on. I don't know if I can do it, but we'll try it out and see. So that's coming. What was the date there? Jeff, you have my notes, and I can't see them on the phone here.
Yeah.
It's the 26th, right?
26th of February, 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
11:36 Maritime Way. That's the Lapine Apartments in Kanata. So you'll be there with our good friends from Capital City Luggage. That'll be a fun morning.
Yeah, and Tom Lockett from our office is coming out, Mr. Oceana. And so we'd like to have you out there with us, and just call the store at 722-5000. Write down that number. That's the number we're going to give you out all day for a whole bunch of things, but 722-5000. Hit extension 1 because Karen and Diana are in the store today, and they're there until 4 o'clock to help you out. And just say, hey, I'm interested in this event. Can you just sign me up? We'll get you all the information on Monday, or Tuesday, actually, because we're closed on Monday, but on Tuesday. But just note that it's at... on Thursday at 10:30 in the morning, and put that in your calendar. We'll get to you before then to make sure you know exactly where you're going. So 722-5000. There's a couple of other events we just want to casually talk on because they're coming up later in March, but you should be aware of them. And why don't you let the good folks know?
Well, I see March the 11th, and that's a 6 o'clock, so 6 in the afternoon on March the 11th, Royal Caribbean Adventure Sail and Talk, and you'll be doing that at Loblaws College Square. That's on Baseline Road. So, yeah. Again, you can call the ladies at the office today, Karen and Diana, as you mentioned, 722-5000 if you want to take part in that one. And then late in March, Elliot, you're booked over at the Ottawa Hunt and Golf Club, Windstar Cruises and AMA Waterways. That's a fun organization and a fun talk I think people should jot down.
Yeah, that's a very, the first one, the Royal Caribbean one, will be great for, especially, again, first-time cruisers or Royal Caribbean lovers. You know, there's a lot of fans out there of Royal Caribbean. The rep will be there. We'll talk about the ships, the new ships, all the exciting things that you can do there. The other one that you just mentioned, of course, the AMA Waterways. I just was on the AMA Magma just before Christmas. Absolutely stunning ship. We'll talk about that and what river cruising is all about. And Windstar is small ship cruising. And remember what I said before, there is a ship for everyone. We just have to find the right one for you. And for a lot of people, it's going to be a product like Windstar, which are very, very small, small ships. And, you know, they're the masted ships as well. They have both yachts, which are powered just like a regular cruise ship, only little, you know, kind of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, ooh, little cruise ship. And then the other one is the masted sailboats that everybody what's on their bucket list to do, you know? So AMA and Windstar, great combination of a bunch of unique product, and we invite you to come out to that. Give them the date, if you don't mind, one more time.
Yep, Thursday, March 26th, 5:30 in the afternoon, Ottawa Hunt and Golf Club for that one, Elliot. So it sounds like you're going to be very busy when you get back from the Big Apple.
That's what we do, and we love our job, so it's a good thing. This industry is great, and don't forget, if you're interested in it, we're always looking for travel consultants, and we often run. You should subscribe to our newsletter to make sure you're getting it from one of my team or myself. And that way, when we have these special events, you'll get an invitation automatically for them, so you don't have to, you know, keep on checking things.
I do know in just a moment we got to take a break, Elliot, but let's, for the folks just tuning in right now, this is Travel Talk with Elliot, and this is Jeff Franklin back in Ottawa, but Elliot's in the Big Apple aboard the Norwegian Bliss. You're in the Observation Lounge. That sounds pretty swanky.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. And one of the things they did with this ship was purposely built. One of the venues that it does and tours is Alaska, and it's got a two-story observation deck full of glass. And if you can imagine when you're pulling up into, you know, one of the glacier areas, or even here in New York, where, you know, I'm right at the front. I've got a better view than the captain because I can look down on the bridge, actually, right in front of me, and they've only got one set of windows. We've got two sets. It's huge, huge, huge. And, you know, I can see all the skyscrapers and the whole skyline here. Just, it's beautiful. So imagine being in Alaska. If it's a little cool, well, it's not a problem here. You still get the amazing, amazing views. I've got fantastic views here just in New York City. And so we're just doing this up from the lounge up here, by the way. And Ian and I will get into all the, there's so much fun stuff on the ship. Let me tell you, when we come back from the break, you'll hear about that. Do we have time to talk a little bit about, oh, there's going to be an announcement, Jeff. Maybe you might want to take the break.
Yep. We'll do it. We'll do that right now, and then get you and Ian back on the line. And for those folks just joining us live from the Norwegian Bliss docked at the Manhattan Cruise Terminal, Elliot will continue with the show right after this break. Don't go away.
And put your tables in the upright position. This is Travel Talk on News Talk 580 CFRA. Presented in part by Elliot's team at Expedia Cruise Ship Centers, Kanata, Westboro, and Parliament locations. We're ready for takeoff. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. This week, live from Times Square in New York, here's Elliot.
Along with Jeff Franklin here at CFRA in Ottawa, and actually, for those just tuning in, we mentioned this off the top of the show, Elliot, but you're not at Times Square. You're a few blocks away, tied up aboard the Norwegian Bliss, I believe.
Yeah, but I did have dinner on Times Square. Actually, we went to a great place. I got just before we get to our guests, a couple of more topics to go over. Just very quickly, a couple of things. If you're ever in New York, a couple of things to see and do. I mean, there's so much to see and do.
Just a couple?
Oh, my God. I know. There's so much. It's nuts. And you know what? I've been here a lot. And every time there's another, oh, yeah, that was something I want. So one of them was Ellen Stardust Diner. I don't know if you've heard of this place. It's a diner. It's just, the food's good, you know, big portions, that kind of thing. But what it's about is a lot of the Broadway wannabes, if you will, go and they're all singing waiters and waitresses. And all of a sudden in the middle of the show, you know, dinner, they just break out in this song. And some of them are spectacular. Many of them do go on to Broadway, and that's how they get discovered. So it's called Ellen Stardust Diner. You know, you got to be prepared to stand in a line. Right now, as we drove down here, the line looked like about a 40-minute line. When we went in around 5:30, if you go a little bit early, you know, it was about a 15, 20-minute line. But it's well worth it. It's a riot. We went for barbecue last night just off of, there's a place here called Virgil's Real Barbecue. Oh, Jeff, you would love it if you love barbecued food. And that's just off of Times Square. So lots of, I mean, you know, lots of things to do and see here, of course. The other thing I wanted to touch on, because it's a big elephant in the room, and, you know, when we were boarding, we were, extra precaution was being taken with us. We had our temperature taken. They just do it by scanning us.
Yep.
And they do scan. You need your passport. They need to see exactly what stamps were on, and you're signing off that you have not been to, you know, it's, in this case, it was China. We were asked, had we been in China? I think, you know, and I don't want to speak, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a medical person, it's not really my domain. I think as a consumer, you know, I'm quite content being on a cruise ship here. I'm quite content walking around New York City. We're going on a couple of other cruises coming up. We have very few cases reported in Bahamas or in the Caribbean, rather, in that whole area. As a matter of fact, I think last week when I checked, there was more cases in Canada than in the Caribbean. Mm. So as far as travel to those regions, you know, be comfortable. Do your diligence, of course, but don't be, panicked about this. The cruise lines, all the everybody in the organizations, the airlines, everybody's taking those extra precautions. And so with that in mind, give yourself some extra time. Security lines are taking a little longer, you know.
Yep.
Getting through things are a little longer. But, you know, they've stepped up all the sanitation and all of that. Make sure you wash your hands thoroughly. Whether it's the coronavirus or norovirus or any other type of flu, you need to be more diligent about washing your hands all the time, right? You bring Purell on the aircraft with you. You know, those trays, you know, lots of people touch them. So just be that extra little bit of obsessive, your own cleanliness. And that will go a long, long way.
Yep.
And I think they've done a great job. You know, personally, it's very contained as far as I can tell. Again, I'm not a professional in that area, and I don't pretend to be. But as a consumer, in some ways, I go, wow, they've contained this. And some people may be very upset about how it was done. But I think sometimes when we look at the huge, big picture of the potential that could have been, if they didn't, some people are going to be very, very upset at being detained, for example. The opposite is the nightmare, not being detained, being a nightmare, being quarantined for a week or two. That may be horrendously unpleasant. I don't know that it's a, quote, nightmare versus the God forbid nightmare of what could happen. So I think the industry has done quite a good job. And not just our industry, a lot of others. There seems to be a lot of focus on this, but and a lot of others. So I'm quite content, like I said, being on a ship with a crowd right now.
Yeah,
so.
You addressed it. The elephant in the room is a great way to put it. And let's just move the show on in the direction that we want to go, because you've got a special guest standing by.
I do. Ian, are you there in the other? Oh, I had to throw Ian to the other side of the ship because otherwise our phones echo. Are you on the line, Ian?
You sent me away, Elliot, but the good news is the observation lounge is so beautiful, so large, that I can find my own little quiet area. And I'm away from you.
And by the way, here's a tip when you come on board the ship, right? Everybody's running up to the big buffet at the back, right? Because they're all hungry.
Yeah.
Ian and I are up here. It's pretty quiet up here, right, Ian? There's a bar going on. There's a beautiful little buffet here. We can snack and do whatever we want without any of the big crowds.
Yes, I absolutely love. So we have the observation lounge on Norwegian Bliss, Norwegian Joy, and our newest ship, Norwegian Encore, which I know you've been on because we were in New York City in November and we were on it. And I tell people all the time that the observation lounge has a perfectly good lunch buffet set up, whether it's egg salad, sandwiches, soup, all sorts of meats, fruits, coffee, tea, ice tea. I mean, it's a great place to just come and, as you said, avoid the main buffet, which is where everybody heads to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so nice up here. And, you know, a lot of times we get comments on larger ships, right? And Norwegian's got smaller ships and larger. We'll talk about that after, because they do have what I call the classic ship and then the type of ship that we're on now. And one of the great things about these larger ships is, as much as you think they're crowded, they have so many areas that are uncrowded that once you know them, you realize, wow, this is great. There's not as much crowd on this ship as I think. I have no idea where all the rest of the thousands are, but we're up here nice and quite alone.
And that's a really important point because, yes, the larger ships, we're going to have, you know, 4,000 guests on, but we still know what that guest-to-space ratio needs to be for people to be happy and have a great kind of positive experience. We don't want people to come off saying, oh my God, it was crowded everywhere. So it is a larger ship, and yes, we've got 4,000 people, but we keep in mind that we keep that same guest-to-space ratio that we do on our smaller ships so that people don't have that feeling of, observation lounge is a great example. This is where people can come and relax and enjoy the views. And it's quiet. It's big. It's, you know, it's almost a third of deck 15 forward. You know, so there's lots of places for people to come and relax and enjoy a quiet cup of tea or coffee, whatever they like. And the views, you mentioned the floor-to-ceiling windows, 360-degree views. So, yeah, and you know what? You look around this room and you see the refinement. I mean, it's really tastefully decorated. So it's a great place to hang out. I love it.
Yeah. Lots of comfy chairs up here. But this ship is full of lots of exciting things, too, and we're going to talk about a lot of those. And one of them I got to talk about is my favorite spot on the ship. It's up in the back. It's up outdoors.
I know where you're going with this.
And you have to wear a helmet, Jeff. You like cars, Jeff. You're into cars, right?
Oh, I hear there's a heck of a go-kart. And it's still, when you just hear the name go-kart track aboard a ship, it sounds like, how big is this thing?
Well, I don't know. Ian, do you remember when it was first announced? Like, I laughed, actually. Andy Stewart at the time did an announcement at one of our conferences. Oh, yeah, we're going to put a go-kart. And we thought it was one of those funny slides that somebody puts together, right? Like, ha-ha-ha, right? You know, like, maybe we're going to put a ski jump off the back of the next one, right? And he goes, no, I'm serious. We're putting a go-kart track on the ship. And, Jeff, they did it. There is a go-kart track on this ship. Encore has a two-story go-kart track.
I understand it's the second largest go-kart track at sea. Is this correct?
That's correct. So, yes, the one on Encore that Elliot's mentioning is double-decker. So we've got two decks of go-kart tracks, and it goes over the side of the ship.
Oh, good.
It actually hangs over the side of the ship. So, Jeff, you need to try that when you're out sailing the Caribbean or the Mediterranean or Alaska or whatever. That's a lot of fun.
I wouldn't miss it for a moment. Guys, we got a break in just a second, but I just wanted to welcome everyone tuning in to Travel Talk with Elliot. Elliot's in New York along with the business development director from Norwegian Cruise Lines, Ian Smythe. And you can hang in after the break, can you, Ian?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
I can't go anywhere if he doesn't, so we're all together in this.
Perfect.
And by the way, I know you got the news, but I do have to say this. I am a two-time go-kart champ, okay? Both my races, I am undefeated on the track. I have to let people know.
That he says with much pride, as you can well hear from your speaker.
Absolutely.
All right, quick break. Gentlemen, stand by. Travel Talk with Elliot. We'll continue here on 580 CFRA. Quick break for news, and we're back after that.
And put your tables in the upright position. This is Travel Talk on News Talk 580 CFRA. Presented in part by Elliot's team at Expedia Cruise Ship Centers, Kanata, Westboro, and Parliament locations. We're ready for takeoff. This week, live from Times Square in New York, here's Elliot.
along with Jeff Franklin at CFRA in Ottawa. Elliot, live on location in the Big Apple in New York City aboard the Norwegian Bliss with the business development director from Norwegian Cruise Lines, Ian Smythe. And I just want to quickly, before we jump back into it, Elliot, I know you've got some great travel deals, some special announcements to make here during the show, but you're a couple of your very top level, extremely qualified travel agents, Karen and Diana, are both working today. The Expedia Cruise Ship Centers, Kanata, Westboro, and Parliament locations. And you can call them if you're listening and you want anything to do with travel, booking something, asking something. Give the ladies a call, 722-5000. That's 613-722-5000. Extension 1 will get you right through. As we continue with Travel Talk, let's go back to the Observation Lounge. And Elliot, there's so much happening on that ship, and I know that I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about, you made a note when you sent me a few talking points for the show today about the Beatles Cavern Club. Do tell.
Yeah, well, Ian and I over the break were just, as we walked by the buffet and kind of drooled a little bit, and my wife said, don't eat now, because you're going to be going on the air, and she was right.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the entertainment, and Ian's got another one too. So Ian, why don't you tee up, talk about the Cavern Club. I'll tell you my little experience on it. But Ian, why don't you tee that up, and then we want to talk about some of the other unbelievable entertainment you find on Norwegian ships.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is one of the things, Elliot, that I love to talk about is the entertainment on any of our Norwegian cruise ships. So any given ship, depending on the size of it, you know, there's 7 to 8 live venues for people to go to and watch entertainment on any given night on any given ship. So that's, you know, 7 to 8 places where they can go and watch, whether it's just a singer in a lounge or a show or whatever. You mentioned the Cavern Club. So we've got the Cavern Club on Norwegian Joy. We've got it on Norwegian Encore and Norwegian Bliss. It's a recreation, of course, the Cavern Club from the, you know, the Liverpool early 60s where the Beatles got their start. This band, and I know you know this as well, Elliot, if you turn your back, you swear to God you're listening to the Beatles. They're just really that good. So that's just one thing. I've got to mention Choir of Man. We've got it on a few ships, including Norwegian Encore. Choir of Man, I think you saw it on Norwegian Encore. It is one of the best shows I have seen on any ship anywhere. And it's an actual Irish pub. They pull pints, and they'll go into the audience and hand out pints. They're singing songs, they're telling jokes, they're dancing into the crowd. The crowd is up on their feet. I mean, it's just I cannot say enough about Choir of Man. It is one of the best shows I've seen anywhere. So that is one Norwegian.
Let me just jump in. That's one of those shows where I said, well, you know, I got to go check it out because I got to be able to tell my guests about it. And all my buds would come along. And Jeff, I'm telling you, this crosses. If you don't like this show, you need help.
Because you don't like any show.
It's called The Choir Man. I mean, if it's in town, and you'll pay a fortune to see these shows. It's free on the ship. It's absolutely free. Tonight, we're going to see, in New York City, we're going to see The Temptations, Ain't Too Proud. We're going to see that. And, you know, you can imagine what I paid for tickets to see that. Well, another great show like that is Jersey Boys. And Ian, tell them what it costs to see Jersey Boys on a cruise ship.
Yeah, that's the great thing. Jersey Boys, the Broadway production on this ship that we're on right now, absolutely free, totally free, included in the price of your cruise. A Broadway production show, as you mentioned, Elliot. And let me just mention something else. Kinky Boots is the show that we have on Norwegian Encore. So not only do we have Choir of Man, not only do we have the Beatles Cavern Club tribute band, we also have Kinky Boots, the Broadway production. Again, part of the cruise fare, 100% included. You will not pay for it.
And I do think I think it's important to let people know that for those people not fortunate enough to have wandered up and down Broadway and some of the shows that are available, they are hundreds and hundreds of dollars, if not more. Per ticket, when you go to a top-level Broadway production, this is not chump change. I mean, these are fabulous productions, but they're not cheap. So to have that included as part of your cruise fare, I think again just demonstrates the wonderful value of what happens with Norwegian.
And it's in a small venue, but I'll tell you, the production values if they don't match, they and sometimes exceed Broadway because of the technology on these modern ships. What they're able to do and the effects that they're able to do that you can't find in an old Broadway theater that has a certain, you know, feel about it. You don't lose that, and you get it. It's not like, you know, some things people think, oh, well, yeah, it's going to be like a high school version of it. Not even close. It's the real deal.
And that's the real deal.
Yeah, it's a real deal, and it's really, really, it's great. So lots and lots of entertainment. I mean, Ian, kids clubs, let's talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah, I mean, our kids club is, I've heard people tell me they think it's the best kids club at sea. Now, I love hearing that, and I do know because I've looked at the reviews, but we're very proud of the kids club. We're very proud of the people that we have working in the kids club because they're there dedicated strictly to looking after children, so they're trained in child development. We break them into groups depending on their age. We have activities going you know, late into the evening, which gives parents the opportunity to go out and enjoy all these shows and enjoy the adult sort of things on the ship. I mean, Kids Club is something that we're very proud of. We really put a lot of effort into making sure that the kids are looked after and have a great time. And that goes all the way into our teens. So we have what's called Entourage for teens all the way up to 17. So there's something even for them, you know, to do. And yeah. The Kids Club is another great feature. And, of course, part of the cruise fare, right?
And some ships, Jeff, this one has laser tag on it. We were on Encore has got the most amazing virtual reality pavilion you've ever seen. From fighting with zombies that were just, it's all virtual reality, right? You know Hot Wheels, the cars?
I heard of them for sure.
Yeah, you know those little Hot Wheel cars. How'd you like to drive in one?
Well, they brought them to life. Not quite full size, but yes, I've heard that there's been.
No, this is in virtual reality. You're in the little car and going up and around the loops on the plastic track.
Okay.
Yeah. And you do it all in virtual reality. It's amazing. I couldn't do it. I had to stop. It was so real.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we've got Jurassic Park, and I'm not sure if you tried that one, Elliot, as well. Yeah. But Jurassic Park is on there, Formula One racing. So it is huge. It is a massive sort of augmented reality arcade, if you will, on Norwegian Encore. Now, again, it's on Norwegian Joy, but certainly the premier one or the largest one for us is on Norwegian Encore, which is our newest ship, which will be sailing out of New York in April. So, again, you know, you mentioned off the top, it's a quick hop, skip, and a jump from Ottawa, really, right?
Yep. And, you know, a lot of the ships, Jeff, we touched on the current situation with coronavirus. And what a lot of the industry has had to do is, and one of the things about the cruise line that makes it so resilient is its ability to react quickly. So, unfortunately, some people will not be able to go to their dream place this year. It's not the cruise line's fault either. I mean, the countries are saying, whoa, we got to control this. So what they've had to do is move some of these ships to other areas.
Right.
And that gives people, you know, maybe you know, your dream is to go there. Well, you'll have to make your dream next year. Let's get you out doing something this year. So a lot of the ships have been moved. And Ian, you were saying there's a lot of great opportunities. Now, Jeff, do we want to talk to this before the break or after the break? Your call. You're back in the studio.
Well, I'm just looking at the clock, and I do think it's probably worth a pause so that we can reset and then let you gentlemen talk at length, because we do just have a few seconds left before the break here. So for those joining us, this is Travel Talk with Elliot. I'm Jeff Franklin here in Ottawa. Elliot is aboard the Norwegian Bliss at the Manhattan Cruise Terminal in New York City, along with Business Development Director from Norwegian Cruise Lines, Ian Smyth. So, gentlemen, good to have you along. We will take a quick break and be right back. Elliot, I do know that you have some travel deals for listeners that you wanted to touch on, so let's make sure that we do get to that, because we have one more segment in the show. So don't go away. Travel Talk continues on CFRA.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your tables in the upright position. This is Travel Talk on News Talk 580 CFRA. Presented in part by Elliot's team at Expedia Cruise Ship Centers, Kanata, Westboro, and Parliament locations. We're ready for takeoff.
Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York.
This week, live from Times Square in New York, here's Elliot.
Along with Jeff Franklin at CFRA here in Ottawa, And just down the street, actually, if we want to get actual about where Elliot is, not Times Square, but just a few blocks away, aboard the Norwegian Bliss, tied up at the Manhattan Cruise Terminal. And up there on the observation lounge, Elliot, you've got the business development director, Ian Smythe, with you. Ian, I know that you and Elliot have been chatting about some very wonderful opportunities, some travel deals that our listeners tuned in right now must know about, because I think there's some real opportunity here. I'll let you guys let everything out of the bag.
Ian,
just before you start, I want to thank you, because people may not know, you just flew in, be on the ship with me, do the show, and then you're literally flying out. It's your personal Sunday. I appreciate it. And Jeff, I want to thank you, because you're taking your personal Sunday to be back in the studio. And I also want to thank the guy who's making the announcements, because somehow he's timed it exactly that during the commercials they're making announcements, and they stop as soon as we get on the air. So it's just fantastic. Okay, let's tell the people about the current offers and some of the upcoming stuff Norwegian's got to offer them.
Yeah, well, first of all, I made sure that those announcements only happened during CFRA's breaks. So let's get that cleared up right away. As of actually just yesterday, Elliot, Jeff, we've opened up Norwegian Spirit sailing out of Athens, Greece for this coming summer season. So beginning in April all the way through to the end of the summer season, Norwegian Spirit is going to be doing some fabulous itineraries out of Athens. We haven't been to Athens in a while. I mean, of course, we've called on it or as a port, but we haven't actually sailed out of Athens for a while. This ship was just announced, as I say, just last week, and she opened for sale just yesterday, February the 15th, which means there's still tremendous opportunities, tremendous deals out there, because she's just literally gone on sale. Now, this is a result of us having to make some changes because, of course, Asia is not an area where we want to cruise to currently. So we have deployed or redeployed the ship, Norwegian Spirit, to sail out of Athens. So now I will mention one thing. We've just announced this as well. We're going to include reduced or free air on certain sailings, and Toronto will be included in that, not Ottawa, but Toronto. So that's going to be, to get you to Athens, Greece, that'll be a tremendous saving. So that's on right now. So if anyone's thinking about, the Mediterranean for this summer, definitely now is the time to pick up the phone and give your favorite travel agent, Elliot's team a call, because you're going to want to check that out. Calling on places like Kushadashi in Turkey, again, another place where, Mediterranean cruises, it's a highlight for sure for people. So Greek islands, Turkey. We've also continued to offer our free at sea, which means anybody who books a balcony and higher is going to get all four of our offers, which is the unlimited open bar, free Wi-Fi, 250 minutes. You're going to get three specialty dining opportunities on a seven-night sailing. We're giving free shore excursions or $50 per port that you can use towards your shore excursions. And finally, on certain sailings, we're giving third and fourth free. So kids go free is what I say. The third and the fourth person in the cabin are only going to pay the port taxes. So it's a tremendous time. And the Mediterranean is what I'd be looking at this summer. I don't know about you, Elliot, but Mediterranean is great any time of the year. But this year with Norwegian Spirit sailing out of Athens, I think it's going to be particularly attractive.
Yeah, and Athens is a great port. When we went, I was fortunate to leave out of Athens. And we got to spend a couple of days in Athens and, seeing the Acropolis. And I mean, it was just a dream from when I was a kid. And, of course, everything along the way in Turkey, that's great, because for a while, ships were not going to Turkey.
That's right.
And now we're back to going to Turkey because it's safe there. And, so it's a great, great opportunity. And as you mentioned, when a ship goes on sale like that, typically that's the best pricing. The prices will rise as we get closer to the sailing. Now, you mentioned Toronto. Is it out of Montreal by any chance?
You know what? I was hesitant.
We will check for people, because sometimes
I know.
Don't take this wrong, Ian, but you Toronto centric people, forget about Montreal is close for us, so we'll check into that. But even then, Toronto is not that for people to get to Toronto, whether it, they hop on a Porter flight or they drive down there to get free or reduced air would be a fabulous, fabulous.
That's right.
Think of the package you could put together with a family, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Going to the Med.
Yeah, and let me just mention one other thing. Norwegian Spirit, you may know this, Elliot. Norwegian Spirit has just come out of her dry dock where she was extensively refurbished. what we call rebuilt to look better than new. So we want her to look better than the days she sailed out of the shipyard. We want to bring her up to the same level of refinement that you experience when you're on Norwegian Encore or Norwegian Bliss or Norwegian Joy. And so she looks great, and she's got these fabulous itineraries that have just opened up. And you're quite right to say that when a ship goes on sale, that is when you're going to get the best deals. And as that ship fills closer to departure, the idea here is that the cabin prices will increase. So now really is a great time. And it's kind of a unique opportunity, really, being that it's February, and we're opening up sailings for, you know, April, May, June, July, and et cetera. So really good time to look at it.
So you want to get on that. And then there's all the other opportunities, and that's why we recommend, you know, a lot of times the guests will go online and say, I've seen this. They go, well,
yeah,
let's slow down and look at all the opportunities.
Right.
You know, online is great, and I think some people feel, oh, well, if it's online, it must be, you know, the best thing going. And, you know, I once saw a great cartoon, and it was, what's the name of the guy who invented the LP? Edison. And he had in the back, on the desk were a bunch of DVD players, right? And in the back were the gramophones. And he said, no, we got to move these gramophones first before we tell people about that other stuff. And it's the same. Online isn't always the panacea that everybody thinks it's going to be. It'll never be worse than online if you're dealing with us, but often it's better. For example, we may have groups on those. I talk about that all the time. You don't have to play with those groups, but we're going to get you the deal of the group, right?
That's right. Yep. Yep. That's a great point. And, you know, you've got the relationship. I know anytime anyone gets in trouble or has an issue, Elliot, you're very good at picking up the phone or emailing me, and we work it out and we figure out a way. I've never, ever said no to anything. At the very least, I'll say, well, let's see what we can try to do. You know, you're not going to get that kind of a experience when you go online necessarily. That's why we really encourage guests to talk to your travel professional, get them to involved, and let them help you sort through all of these promotions on all of these offers. So when you get on the ship, you're happy with the location of your cabin, the type of cabin, and the type of amenities and promotions that you have attached. Very important.
And that's the perfect spot for me to jump in, gentlemen, because the show is wrapping up. I want to thank you both for making time on this very pleasant Sunday afternoon to chat with everybody about the opportunities aboard all the Norwegian ships. Ian, a pleasure again talking to you. Ian Smythe is the Business Development Director for Norwegian Cruise Lines. And Elliot, got a wrap, buddy, but that was a great show. And have fun while you're still in New York City. I'm Jeff Franklin. Thanks for listening. If you want to give Elliot's team a call, they're working today, Karen and Diana, at the office, 613-722-5000, 722-5000, extension 1. Call them. Ask them about stuff you've heard today. And tune in again next week for Travel Talk with Elliot here on CFRA.